This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Well, we're almost finished with the section of books in the Bible known as poetry. I described them as God's love at work. We've seen a breakthrough in the experience of Job, blessedness in the book of Psalms, business in the book of Proverbs, and barrenness in the book of Ecclesiastes. The Song of Solomon is the book in which we discover what it's like to be beloved, that is, to enter into a loving relationship. Love is an experience that cannot properly be defined. Solomon gave vivid descriptions of the relationship he shared with his beloved Shulamite wife. He emphasized the fact that true love burns intensely. No sacrifice is too great, no road too dangerous, no opposition too strong. As described in the book of the Song of Solomon, love searches until it finds, and when it finds, it holds tightly. True love is also intimate. It delights in discovering all there is to know about the beloved and in being discovered by the beloved. This necessitates a mutual submission and possession between partners, a recognition that you belong to each other. True love is also invincible. It cannot be conquered or subdued. It becomes purer and more precious when tested. If you are married, can you honestly say, "I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine"? Do you sense that your spouse's banner over you is love? If not, you are robbing both yourself and your spouse. Read this book slowly and ask God to either intensify or rekindle in your heart the kind of love described in this book.